Radio. You're listening to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast that explores the bold projects, exciting opportunities, and the growing reach of blockchain and cryptocurrency. Whether you've got skin in the game or you're just crypto curious, keep an open mind, enjoy the conversation, and stay CryptoCurrent. Now here's your host, Richard Carthon.
Today's episode is brought to you by Viat, where they are creating a virtual AI legal assistant. Viat combines artificial intelligence and blockchain to create new ways of digitally accessing services and securely concluding legal agreements using a natural user interface. And now for today's episode. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent, your host here, Richard Carthon. And today I got a very special guest all the way out in Vienna. We got Michael Beaches with Viat. How are you doing today?
I'm very good. Hi, how are you doing yourself?
Oh man, I'm great. I'm glad you'll be able to speak with me halfway across the world. A lot of things going on right now, but I'm very interested to learn more about everything that's going on at Viat. But before we do, please give us a little background about yourself.
Sure. So again, hi everyone. My name is Michael. I've been living in Vienna for about 20 years now, or the best city in the world, as I like to call it. Before that, I grew up in Romania because that's the place of my origin. And yeah, business-wise, in 2018, I co-founded a company named Block Expo, whose goal it is to connect and educate people in the blockchain space. And yeah, we're doing that with mainly events and community meetups. So we have a weekly meetup series called Block and Mine every Wednesday in Vienna, 7 p.m. CET time, which is now held online, of course. And we have our annual conference, the Anon Summit, which also takes place in Vienna and actually became one of the biggest blockchain conferences in Europe to date.
Wow.
And yeah, and our last edition was in April. And yeah, due to Corona, of course, also was held online. But still, we had over 8,000 registrations from 120 countries. So that was pretty insane.
Sorry for shilling,
but I had to say that loud. And yeah, basically from the moment I founded the company, I was always very interested in how to make it grow in the most efficient way and as fast as possible as well. So as a result, I became head of growth and spent the last few years focusing on growth marketing, basically, and continuing my education in disputes specifically. And now, I'm in a space where I would like to share the experiences that I had the last few years, especially in this industry, which we all know sometimes is or ticks a little different than many others.
Yeah.
That, yeah, I just want to share this knowledge with other promising companies and yeah, want to help them grow as well. And Viat, the company I work for now, is definitely one of those companies.
That's amazing. And it's cool that you've been in the space for a while, that you've been able to create events where a lot of people are very engaged and you're able to share your knowledge with such a vast amount of people. But, you know, how did you first get involved in the space in the first place? Like, what was your first introduction? What year was it? And what made you want to learn more?
Yeah, so I think that was actually rather unspectacular, I would say. I guess it was late 2016, 2017. Apologies from my side because I'm not an early adopter. I know most of the blockchain company founders always say they got into blockchain 2011, 2012, but yeah, that's just the truth.
Hey, there's nothing wrong. Whenever you get in the game, it's a good time. I mean, even getting into it right now, everyone that's listening, it's a good time. So yeah, no problem with that. So.
Of course. That's why we're spreading the news. And yeah, back then I was studying business law in Vienna, and a colleague who actually later became my business partner as well just wouldn't stop talking about Bitcoin and blockchain, and also at that time the hype was, as you know, very real. So I just started doing my own research, and yeah, one thing led to another, and now we're here.
Yeah, And that's amazing. So, you know, you get into it, you know, around 2016, you're now in it for 4 years, you know, and you're beginning to work with Viat, which, you know, online, it talks about how you're combining artificial intelligence and blockchain to create new ways of digitally accessing services, securely concluding legal agreements and with natural user interface. Can you just expand on that? Like, what is it that you're working on and how would somebody want to use Viat?
Yeah, sure. So actually the project was founded 2 years ago in Malta, with the intentions to leverage the first regulated environment for blockchain projects in Europe. And currently we are finishing this process, allowing us to meet all their regulatory requirements. As you said, IOD is a tech company that combines these two major technological trends, artificial intelligence and blockchain. And what we are doing is we are developing an intelligent virtual assistant. So also now a question to you, Richard. Do you know what a virtual assistant is?
Oh, absolutely. We actually utilize one for the company. So absolutely.
Mm. Nice, because most of the people, they know what Siri or Alexa is, but when they hear the words virtual assistant, they're like, I don't know, they think of something else. So basically, Viat is something like Siri or Alexa, but it's, the main difference is that it's strictly business-orientated. So
Wow. It
is created to digitize business processes, first of all. And this is what we're doing right now. We are offering our clients a brand new and unique digital channel for their communication with customers. And second of all, because you mentioned it, and this is the company's future and ultimate goal, we are building a personal AI legal assistant, providing legal services, including digital and blockchain-based contracts. So, yeah, as I said, the virtual assistant can be offered to various clients in different economic sectors. And what I mean by that is whenever your company has a product or a service to be sold digitally, or you serve your customers digitally, you can use Viat's technology to have your own AI assistant delivered to your customers via mobile application. And
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And that should help increase sales revenue. So basically reduce costs. Yeah. Depending on which process you choose.
Definitely. And let's kind of dive into that just a little bit. So for example, let's say I am a new company entering the crypto blockchain space and I'm trying to set up my operations, right? So your legal documents of operations. Would this AI be able to help me with that? Or what are the type of legal implications that the AI would be able to help me create?
Yeah, sure, of course. But this is the final step we have in our agenda, because the legal side of things is the most complicated ones, because you have to integrate it into the blockchain as well. So we could help you with that, but this is still something that takes a little bit of time. But actually, we create quality contracts, so both printable and ready to sign, as well as highly secure blockchain-based digital versions, replacing uncertain, risky contracts, templates, and expensive, time-consuming legal services. But let's say, for example, if you wanted to sell me your car, we could do that via the Viat technology, but the only thing we had to do is both get through the KYC process, of course, depending on the price. But let's say from $500 upwards, we had to do the KYC process.
Got it. Okay. And for everyone who doesn't know, the KYC is know your customers, just some basic legal documents to make sure that you can ensure, hey, that you're saying who you are and have all the legal ramifications to go through the act of selling something. So I think that's really cool. I think that's fascinating. And I definitely see where anything that involves a contract period from person to person or company to company, this just can touch so many different facets of business. And like you said, can save time and money by not having to go to a third party legal institution. So I guess my question is, are you trying to disrupt the legal structures that are out there, like the not having the necessary need to go to a law firm to accomplish some of these things?
Sorry, once again?
So instead of me hiring a lawyer, I could go to Viat and be able to handle a lot of the different kinds of contracts that I would want to implement?
That's the idea. And that is also like our main sale point. Like you have the high availability. You have 24/7, 365 days a year and easy access to services and distribution channels. So yeah, of course.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I'm definitely interested in seeing how this all shakes out because I definitely see where all of these use cases are being used. So where are you currently at in the product? Where is it? Are people starting to use it? Is it in beta? Well, how is it currently being utilized?
So right now, we are in the internal testing phase. We have the MVP ready. So just last week, actually, I downloaded the Viat app and we have our first use case ready, which is buying and car insurance. So this is our first MVP. And also one thing that is also worth mentioning is that for our proof of concept, we joined forces with IBM. And that really laid the groundwork for our future plans and gave us confidence to that we are going in the right direction. But
for sure. Yeah,
this is it where we are right now. So finishing the MVP and it soon will be available for everyone as well.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, that partnership is going to be a big deal and of course can help you with the future growth, but definitely some exciting things and definitely going to be checking this out and looking forward to utilizing it once it is fully ready to go for beta. So kind of shifting gears a little bit, I know that you've been in this space for the last 4 years. You've put on a ton of events and educating people in this space about blockchain. You know, what are some things or some projects that have your attention right now or things that are happening in the space that you think people should be paying attention to?
So there are two spaces like in the blockchain industry that interests me the most right now. The one is the NFT space. I got into this topic for your communities and listeners. NFTs stands for non-fungible token. And I got into this topic because of one of our sponsors from one of our events. It was actually the Austrian Postal Service. So Postal Service and is actually a very traditional company, but they wanted to make a new approach. And what they did is they launched the first ever crypto stamp. With the crypto stamp that could also be saved as a digital image within the Ethereum blockchain. And you could also trade it afterwards, of course. So they launched it a few years back. It was a huge success. And now they had their second edition. And that's why I just was really interested in the whole NFT topic. And then I started looking into other digital collectibles such as art, wine, and gaming. And also a colleague of mine brought me to a blockchain game. You can download it on your cell phone. It's called Night Story, where you are able to buy and sell gear. And for me, like I'm a little bit of a nerd myself. I play sometimes some games, and this was like the first time I really get like praxis oriented stuff that I could use with NFTs. Like really try to level up things with buying all the gear in OpenSea, which was really great. And then I really started shifting and see the huge potential also for esports, like because for esports, right, they have huge stars and a huge fan base. And the problem is if you are playing something or gaming, or I don't know, you buy some skins or outfits or I don't know what, the problem is after 1 week, you buy another one and you cannot do anything with it. So I think this is the future and this is where it's heading. It's like really trying to get the most out of everything you are paying for, yeah? And it makes also a lot more fun to also be able to trade stuff. So I think this is very promising. And also, of course, besides the NFT topic is the DeFi space or also DeFi bubble, as I would like to call it already, because yeah, it's getting pretty crazy. I mean, yeah, I believe DeFi is more than a short-term trend and it fundamentally innovates our financial system. I really do. And yeah, it is unstoppable and the existing financial system will undergo major changes in foreseeable future, that's for sure. But that being said, I think with almost every new hype, there is also an ugly opposite side. And just as we have seen similar hype with the ICOs in 2017, with lots of projects popping out of nowhere and having a little substance, but sell themselves very well, they take advantage of it to trap ignorant people. And this is also something that I'm seeing right now. It's just people don't inform themselves well about the projects and they only want to gain quick profits. And that can easily, burn your fingers, I would say. So people really have to watch out.
Definitely. So first on the NFT side, non-fungible tokens, I agree that that is the future. It's super cool. It's a great way for people to get involved in the space who are into arts, into gaming, into everything else, and cross bringing different collectibles across various platforms is very innovative. And I think where the future is headed, and I think it's a really cool thing. If everyone listening who doesn't know a lot about it, definitely do some research. And I'm probably gonna have a future speaker come on and only talk about NFTs, but super, super cool space. Yeah. Also on the DeFi side, I mean, just to echo that, we are headed towards a bubble, I think, as well. I think with everything that DeFi is being worked on, the circle of everything that needs to happen, the checks and balances and bringing the DeFi project from start all the way to the finish, I think a lot of these projects are getting to about 75% and are trying to figure out that last 25%. And I think most of the companies in this space possibly are not going to be able to figure out that last 25%. And a lot of people are going to get burned because of it.
Yeah,
it's super early and it's still a lot that needs to be figured out. And kind of like you said, I just want everyone who's learning about DeFi, make sure you learn about what the project is working on, how they're trying to fix it, and what they're trying to do. And
because I think also, in the blockchain space, it really took a lot of time to mature. And all the new companies that are not necessarily DeFi projects now, they really have to prove something. Like, the team has to be very stable. There has to be a story. There has to be a clear guideline. And at DeFi now, it just... the market cap is just exploding. And you see now also just projects copying or forking other projects because most of them are open source. And they just come up with something they say it's new and they try to sell it and people just fall into it. So it's really, it's again like in 2017 a little bit where it doesn't really matter. They don't have that much substance and they don't look that much into the future. And this is something we worked very hard in the last few years in the blockchain space to really mature this space and to prove to everybody that this is something sustainable. But as I said, everybody has to do his own research. So that's just a message.
And just like you said, all the companies that stuck around after the ICO boom of late 2017, early 2018, the ones that are still around and surviving, they're building something for the future. They're trying to last. They're trying to be companies that go and thrive. What you're kind of seeing right now early in this DeFi space, you're having some projects that are like, oh, I could go raise a whole lot of money if I just put DeFi on the end of it. And they might not necessarily truly be trying to build something to last. They are just trying to ride the wave of, let's see how much money I can make as quickly as possible. So continue to do your own research. Find out what it is that you were trying to get involved with. And again, really do appreciate you bringing this to the forefront of everyone's mind. But what is something... So 2020 has obviously been in seesaw of a year of highs and lows and all kinds of things happening, not only in the crypto blockchain space, but just in the world period with COVID. What are some things in the next, let's call it 3 to 5 years, that you think people should be aware of or should be looking out for?
In the blockchain space now?
Yes.
I think it still is DeFi. I think it has, as I said, it has the most potential in my opinion, and it really is needed right now. It is the most important thing we have to our current financial system, and it needs change. And we've been seeing that the last few months, especially. And so this is where I think it's headed. It's just cryptocurrencies always was the biggest use case in blockchain. Like everything else, of course, there are a lot of use cases in different industries, but still cryptocurrencies are still the biggest ones, and it will be. So I just think making this whole process more mature and bringing also the traditional players into it. But we've seen it also. We are hearing like every week news from some new banks looking into the space and trying to find ways to cooperate. So I think this is the way it should go.
Definitely. And looking forward to seeing how DeFi shapes out as well, because it's the future. I think plainly put, it is the future. But Michael, really do appreciate all the time and information that you shared with us. But before you go, what is a final thought that you want to leave with all of our listeners here today?
Final thought. So from a business perspective, of course, please follow us on all our social media channels at Viot. We are also having our public sales soon. So this is also very interesting. Just stay up to date. Follow us. We'll give you updates on everything that we are doing right now in our company. And as I said, our MVP will be ready as well soon. So and thoughts in general, as we said, just guys, please take your time, do your own research. Don't get too much FOMO'd. And crypto and blockchain is here to stay. And it is the future in so many ways, and we need to educate people. So this is a task that is here for the whole crypto space in the community, not just for us. So yeah, take it seriously, please. And wherever you are in the world right now, please take care. Take care of each other.
Awesome. Really great final thought. And I really appreciate your time as always. And for everyone listening, stay cryptocurrent. Hey, Cryptocurrent crew, we want to give a quick shout out to all of our faithful listeners out there. It's been an amazing journey, and we really appreciate your support throughout the years as we've been growing as a community. Each episode, we decided that we would start sharing some of the reviews that you are leaving for us. And so for today, we would like to share this review. Today's review comes from PJ Nick. Always great and helpful content. Definitely useful for helping anyone that wants or needs to understand more about the cryptocurrency that's out there. Highly recommend a listen. We sincerely appreciate this review and all reviews, and would like to ask that if you are enjoying our show, to please take a quick moment to go and leave a review on our podcast so that hopefully we can be highlighting your review next. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Want to stay up to date in the latest news in cryptocurrency? Sign up for our newsletter today. You'll receive daily emails Monday through Friday that are personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. You can either go in our show notes or go to our website to sign up today. Are you an accredited investor looking to invest in cryptocurrency? Crescent City Capital can help. Go to crescentcitycapital.com for more information. Hello, everyone. I hope you're enjoying the quality of this podcast. I can only thank my amazing producer Andrew DeRitter with DeRitter Productions, who has put this together. If you have any podcast, visual, or video needs, please go to DeRitterProductions.com. That's DERITTER Productions.com.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Cryptocurrent with Richard Carthon. We'll be back with more exciting developments from the world of blockchain and cryptocurrency next week. But until then, stay cryptocurrency.